submitted for your approval, Mr. John Doe, an anonymous listener to the Barsky Morning Zoo. What started out to be a phone call to his favorite local radio station has turned out to be a long-distance phone call to the Twilight Zone.
Where Spanish guitars serenade the warm tropical air. We're waiting for you. Where coffee fields dot the endless rolling hillsides. Waiting for you. Where the misty mountains overlook sprawling jungle. We're waiting for you. This winter, come south for a summer vacation. Come to Nicaragua. We're waiting for you.
Nicaragua, we're waiting for you.
You've worked a hard day cutting and curling, taking heat from the hair dryers and the customers. And when the whistle blows and day is done, you want to relax with that special friend and that special beer.
Swish!
You can't keep this beer in the closet. It's got a light taste with a head that lasts.
Fabulous!
It's the beer that feels good going down.
Ooga!
John Davidson.
I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it.
Hey. Anson Williams.
Return to sender. At address unknown. No such person. No such zone.
And Pat Boone.
I just called to say I love you.
These men will compete for cash and prizes and the right to be called
the whitest singer in America.
Dick Clark, the man who brought you TV's bloopers and practical jokes, is your host for this TV extravaganza. With music, fun, and lots of fake laughs to make this the TV event of the summer. Don't you fail to miss it.
The whitest singer in America.
Who will it be? The whitest singer in America, tonight at 8 on K-Like TV.
Hey, Seattle. Channel 64 has the best Inauguration Week coverage. Tonight at 7, It's a Wonderful Administration, the classic movie reworked to honor the great accomplishments of the Reagan years.
Oh, maybe it would have been better if I had never been elected president.
Okay, Ronnie, your wish is granted.
Hey, where did all the homeless go?
You were never elected, remember?
Oh, yes.
It's a Wonderful Administration, tonight at 7.
Look, Daddy, dance teacher says every time a bell rings, a ballet student falls in love.
Oh, just shut up. Okay, Ron Jr., just shut up.
Then, at 10 o'clock, it's an all-star tribute to Ron and Nancy from their showbiz friends, Liza, Frank, and Sammy.
Who can take a country? Cut out all the tax.
Cut out all the tax.
Build up lots of debt and tell the homeless to relax. The Reagan man can.
The Reagan man can.
The Reagan man can.
It's a Wonderful Administration at 7, followed by the all-star tribute to the Reagans at 9, from Seattle's Channel 64.
Tonight at 8 on Channel 69, one of your favorite old TV shows is back, this time with a new twist. It's those wacky lesbians, Kathy and Patty, on The Patty Dyke Show.
Meet Kathy, who's been most everywhere. She drives a truck with real short hair.
But Patty knows just what she likes, and what she likes are big bull dykes. What a perfect pair, 'cause they're lesbos, a couple of lesbos all the way. They like to live together, happy that they are gay.
You know, sometimes music seems to say things a lot better than words can. And that's what our long-distance dedications are all about. Like this one from Laura in Detroit. She writes, "Dear Casey, about a year ago, I began to feel really down. My parents were going through a divorce, and our family dog that we had for 10 years was hit by a speeding 18-wheel tanker truck. I began to lose my concentration in school and flunked. I couldn't bear the pressure anymore, so I began to take heroin. Then, more tragedy struck in my life. My parents butchered each other with steak knives while dividing their belongings in the divorce settlement, and my brother was killed in a bizarre carnival accident. I started taking more heroin and became a prostitute to support my drug habit. I'm writing this letter to you on a brown paper bag that I found next to me here in the gutter.
JT Records presents Thursday. Finally, one of the most boring and overlooked days of the week is celebrated in song. Thursday, this two-record set includes 30 soon-to-be classics like this.
Thursday, I'm gonna make my breakfast and go to work. It's Thursday.
Thursdays will never be boring again with songs like this.
I've got Thursday on my mind.
Every Thursday night, I head for the disco lights. Thursday night,
I'm hypnotized by your Thursday eyes, and now I'm blind for you.
The dogs, the horses, and the cactus on the range will be out there riding till Thursday.
It's the most incredible.
The new fall season on the TJBJ television network.
We're headed for a fall.
It's a great fall schedule on America's newest TV network, the TJBJ Television Network. Fridays at 8, it's the hilarious new sitcom, My Mother the Mother.
Ma!
Harold!
Ma!
Harold!
The zany, lovable antics of Harold and Ma.
Hey, Ma! I'm going to the store!
Then at 9, America's favorite variety show, the Close Friends of Elvis variety show.
My brother delivered a pizza to Elvis's house once.
I knew him very well, a kind of chubby guy with sideburns. My brother was his gardener.
And my wife's brother met him in Vegas.
An all-star tribute to the king of rock and roll from the people who knew him best. Fridays this fall, it's all-star entertainment.
We're headed for a fall.
TJBJ Television Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lionel Rich Guy. You caught me working on my brand new hit song. I want you to hear it. It goes something like this. My love, you bring me up. You are truly three times a lady. You are the only one. Just want to say hello.
Be with us next time when Captain Kirk and the crew continue to search for Uranus on Gay Star Trek.
A lot of doctors have come out against coffee recently. I'm Ned Chambers of the American Association of Coffee Importers, and I say, humbug. Coffee is great for you. I drink coffee, and I love it. I usually have 9 or 10 cups a day. It's great to have a cup of coffee in the morning to wake up, one right before you go to work, and 4 or 5 cups of coffee at work, and 2 or 3 cups of coffee when you get home. I love coffee. It makes me feel good. My wife loves coffee, too. Coffee is the best medicine for tired people, and if you're feeling down and out, tired and right down, have a couple of pots of coffee. That's what I do. In fact, I'm having a pot of coffee right now. Mm-hmm. Want to have a cup of coffee? Sure you do. Here, have a couple cups of coffee. Have a pot of coffee. Coffee, coffee, coffee. Who said coffee makes you freak out? Not me. I'm cool, calm, and collected when I have about 20 cups of coffee in me. And I think quicker, act quicker, talk quicker, and react quicker. Hey, did you see that plane just fly by now? I saw it. Did you see that plane? There it goes.
She was so pretty. She had such blue eyes. And a little hairy mustache on her lip. She made good money. She was a waitress. But she became so angry when I gave this tip. Get a disposable razor and a can of shaving cream. If you lose your little mustache, you look a lot like a girl of my dreams.
She had a body that could launch a ship, a face that could land a jet, and O'Hare.
She was so pretty. She had such blue eyes, and I thought I loved her when I saw her grin. I thought she loved me, I thought she'd kill me when I asked her if she'd shave her hairy chin.
This is Keith Jackson. We'll be at RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C. for the Super Power Bowl. The Russians versus the Americans. The Americans are a hungry team. They haven't won a big one since 1945. And the Russians coming off a tie in Afghanistan.
It's sports excitement at its best.
The Russians are known for their strong defense. Reagan back to pass in the pocket. It looks like he's going to throw a bomb. Wobble! That's the end of the first half and, of course, the end of the world.
This week on Lifestyles of the Formerly Rich and Famous.
He captured the hearts of millions of teenage girls with his TV series, The Partridge Family, pulling down a cool $20,000 per episode. Then came a successful recording career, and many people thought David Cassidy had it all. Eventually, the cancellation of his TV series, an expiration of his recording contract, and bad financial investments led him to this seedy Hollywood hotel, where he spends his days thinking back to when the champagne flowed and the crack of lobster tails made success as sweet as can be. But now David no longer dines on lobster. He dines on beef and liver. Nine Lives beef and liver, which he shares with his roommate and confidant, Oscar the Cat, who crawled in under the floorboards of his seedy Hollywood hotel room.
I've got suicide squads set up all over the U.S. of A. Poised and ready to strike at any time.
He causes trouble near and far. He'll bomb your home, he'll bomb your car. He terrorizes everyone he sees. He wants to bring the world to its knees.
You watch your step, Buster. I'm Gaddafi Duck. I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm despicable.
He's a bully through and through. He likes to ride his tractor too. He's the towel-headed schmuck.
Look at me. I'm Gaddafi Duck. Don't mess with me, Buster. I'm despicable. I'm the sex god of the 80s. Just ask my camel.
Gaddafi, Daffy Duck. Gaddafi, Daffy Duck. Don't push your luck. Don't be a schmuck. Gaddafi.
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 Gaddafi.